just like we find in Amitzinu, just like we find by a knife, we find like by a behema, that the shchita is what machsh with achila. If you make a kosher shchita on an animal, that gives you, you have to eat it. The halacha is what that the shchita is also mitayer, the treifos and mitumaso, even in the case where the shchita cannot give you, you have to eat the animal, because the animal is found to be a treifa. Still the shchita takes off the tumas novela. If so, af malika, the same thing should be a sfor when the kohen makes a malika. Shemach shirosa biyachila, that the malika is machshir, the oif biyachila by kochim, is titor trefosim mitumasai. Isn't it a sfor to say that it should be mitayir, the tumas novela from the oif? Such for meyashita, that if you make a malika on a knife trefa, that it has no tumas novela. So what do we have here? Like first we have a kalbochema to say the maduch the shchita by a behema is mitarim adenavelo. Who would then the shchita by an oif of chulin should also be mitarim adenavelo. That's the kalbochema. And now we make a binyanav. Now we make a binyanav. Just like we find that shchita by an oif of chulin is machshut b'achila. That's mitarim adenavelo. Who would then malika by kochim. So you see by kochim a dove along with the kalbochema. You could be chaz of lama b'vinyanav, running out now b'vinyanav, just like shchit of a knife is matar maday nevelo, who would in the malikas life by kochim, is also matar maday nevelo. Mora says, Rabbi Yossi says, da'ya k'nevelos b'hei matayro, she'a shchitosa matarosoi, v'loi malikosoi. He also knows he can't make this limut, that you're learning it out. It starts out, all kalbuchayimur is from a behema. Says Daya, you can't learn out more than you have by a behema. By a behema, it's only a ma'aseh shchita that's mitar maday nevela, and not a malika. So you cannot end up telling me that a malika by a oif kochim is also mitar maday nevela. The Gemara says, V'lei, it's not true, it's not a kasha. This Daya is not a kasha here. Hosam tevehi mishchita dechulin kasyan. That's not pshat the kalvachayma. The kalvachayma is just to teach us that just like by a shchita by a behema is mitar maday nevela, who are din a shchita by a knife is also mitar maday nevela. I, how do we know a malika by kochim? That I'm learning off in a binyanav. That's hosam tevi mishchitas tchulin kasyan. That's a binyanav. Just like a shchita by a chulin is gives a heter achila, who are din it's mitar maday nevela, the same thing malika. Malik also gives the heter achila by oif kochim. It could also be matayim adei nevela. So nechnami, we have a proof that a dove alone on the kalbuchayma, you could be chaz of a lema with a binyanav. Now the Gemara says, Shailo, dove alone with a binyanav, mar shayum at behekish, or the gzereshava, or the kalbuchayma. Or the binyanav, you have all the shailas. Something you first learn out with a binyanav, just like you find it here, you find it there. So you look, you know the loch over there. Now the shalom is that place. Can you learn it out? A hekesh to someplace else, or else make a gzeres shava, or else the kalvachayma, or else make another binyanav. That's all the shaylos. So Mara says, poshet meyochad. At least I'll have a shayla, I'll have an answer to at least one of you shaylos. And from up like this, if we have a gemara later, it says, mitnei ma omru lan bidam kosher. How come the locher is if you have dam kochim that was lawn left over? That is kosher. Lawn vidam is kosher. Sharei lawn the emurim kosher. As locher is if the emurim was left over, it's also kosher. Rashi says with Nema Omru, the kamali of Parakam is Bech Mekadish, that the Rabbi Yehuda the Dorish, Zoisi Oilo, Harei Elo Miutim, Prat Le Nishchat Balailo, the Nishpach Doma, the Shiyotza Doma Chuskakloim. And those things, even if it's olu, it's yordu. Even if it goes on top of the mizbech, you have to take it down. A torach maroy loitz yisaylo lahachshir as ashar. Mivnei siyentzes, in other words, dam. If you left over dam, you didn't make this rika that day. The dam was left over to the next day. He owes b'di'evid. If you make this rika, now it's kosher. B'di'evid, once it's olu, it's lo yordu. So how do you know this? So Rabbi Yehuda answers, mivnei ma'omru lan b'dam kosher, shur lan b'murim kosher. Rashi says, "When they ma'omru lan b'dam kosher, shem olu. Why is the locher b'di'evit? It was put up there on mizbeach lo yorad. Shere kosher b'murim. Im lanu b'murim. If you left over b'murim overnight, the yolu mizbeach and you put it on top of the mizbeach is lo yeredu. So that's how he knows it. Now, the lon be murim kosher. How do you know this? Shere lon be bosa kosher. Because the locher is lon be bosa also kosher. Rashi says, grom in a Torah. Shezman achila shlomim shne yomim. Just like by the meat, if it's left over for the second day, you'll not eat it. Ezal me murim gamer b'vinyanav. We're learning out the murim of shlomim of b'vinyanav, just like the meat is kosher the second day. Who are then you'll have to burn the emurim the second day. And we'll make another binyanav back to dam. So you see, by kosher, we could make two binyanavs. So that's why lan b'dam is kosher. Yoytze, hayo v'yoytze kosher. Like how come locher is if it's yoytze? If the boss went out of the Beis Hamikdash, or the emurim, or the dam, did he ever, you make his rikah, put it on the mizbeach, it's also molu lo yerdu. How do we know that yoytze? Hayo v'yoytze kosher b'bama. Since there's a, by the bummis, there's no psul yoytzei. Therefore, since it has a place that's kosher, therefore the din is imolu lo yerdu. Tomei, what about if the emurim of the dam became tomei? Why here do we say by the eved imolu lo yerdu? Because also there's a find a place where it's muta. By korban tziv, it's brought even b'tumah. Chutz manoi, what about if you have a bosa or the emurim that has a psul pigul on it? How come there we say b'di'evet amolah yerdu? Also, hayom aratza lepigulay. Since l'maisa the avoidis, the dollar avoidis were done to the korban, and the dollar avoidis made the korban into pigul, so therefore it has a milo that our kolpon of the avoidis were done to this korban, that's why now amolu, the din is lo yerdu. What about chutzlam kaimai? If you don't have a machshavas pigul, you have a machshavas tidit, the wrong place. Since it's Hekish, the same alochas of Pigul. What about, therefore, also the Molo Yerdu? Shekiblu Psulim, what's going to be if Apostle Cain made the Kabbalah Hakam of the Yevid? If you make his Rika now, it's Lo Yerdu. Fezorku Domim, Tahanach Psulim, Techozel Avoid the Sibur. Talking about a case with those Kahanim that now the Apostle, but for Avoid the Sibur, the Kosher. So again, since we find a place that the Kosher, therefore, but the other we said, Lachar is, Imolu lo yerdu. Now the Shalom is, V'chidon in Dover, Shloi be'achsheroi, Midover she be'achsheroi, Shloin out something that's not a sechsher, from a thing of a sechsher. Rashi says, V'chidon in Dover, the koyalfis be'murim, Shloi be'achsherim, Minolin, hey, learn out the murim, from Bosa. You're learning out that by Shlomim, just like the Bosa, you'll have to eat the second day, who would then, if you left over the emurim, you'll have to burn it the second day. Question, what's the limud? The meat is heksha. You're allowed to leave it over to the next day. The Torah says shlomim, you're allowed to eat for 2 days. So what's the raya from a murim that you're not allowed to leave it overnight? A murim is from that night, you're supposed to burn it either that day or that night, you're not supposed to leave it over to the next morning. It's like noisa. So how do you know still with the evidence of all the yerdu? Rashi the zui mitzvosoi. The selechi yalef yoytze b'migdosh, miyoytze b'bomo. There's no Isser over there. Killing out Yotze from Boma. Boma has no Isser at all. Mashek and Yotze in the base of Migdash has an Isser. So killing out one from the other. Have the Gemara Tono, Mizoitz Torah Sola, Reboy Samachle, Enechnami, Isamachana Reboy. Rashi says, Torah has the Chol Eilen, Yamolin Lo Yerdo, He has said, Amoy to Chol Laila. Therefore, that's the Ikalimut to say really everything should be Imolu lo yerdu. And all the rice running what she says, Mishum Ramayat Mizoisi, Hoyle Tlosab Sule, that they will have later in the Gemara, there are 3 miyutim. There are 3 cases that Imolu yerdu. So you only have to have little svaras to say which one is Mamayat and which one is not. So there's only little svaras here to say that Imolu lo yerdu. But it's not the real svara. A rather Ikalimut is Islima from a Pasik. Well, learning out from here just is, these svaras are just to teach us that these are not the worst psulim, therefore other psulim have a din of imolu yerdu, but not these. These are locher is imolu lo yerdu. Yeah, now we go back to the mission. It says, Shiori hadam, the shirayim, the leftover dam, after you made this rikis in the panim, on the manachates apanim, now what do you do with the leftover dam? So Mishnah says, you have to spill it on the yisoid, or the Mizbech HaChitzoin, on the Marav side. The question is, my time, how do we know this? How do you know to put it on the Marav side of the Yisoid? Omer Kor, the Pasuk says, El Yisoid Mizbeach Oilo. Asher Pesach Oye Moid, you have to put it on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach Oilo, that's the outside Mizbeach, which is by the Pesach of the Oye Moid. So who would mean to say, Hahu de Pogab Resha, the corner, the side that you meet first. So when he comes out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the one that he meets first is the Marav side. The Marav side of the Zderach Hitzon, that's the one he meets first.
That's how the Mishnah knows to say that the Shirayim has to be put on the Marav side of the Mizbeach HaKadoshim.
Now the Brice explains, Tana Rabbonin, El Yisoid Mizbeach Oilo. The Rashi says, really it says five times the Parashia saying, one is by Echati Shapar Mashiach, Vishapar Helam Dovo, this is a Pinimis, and also Vishal Soyer Hanosi, when the Nosi of the Melach does the Chet, he has to bring a Soyer, Vishal Kivsas Yochid, Vishal Tirus Yochid, Shen Chitonius. These last three, these are Echatis Hachitonius. The Rashi says, Bishtaim a Pinimis, and the two Kabonis are the Pinimis, by these three kabbonis about the shvicha shirem, the pasuk says el yisoid mizbeach oilo. So it says clearly that the shirem should be put el yisoid mizbeach oilo. But bishtayim achitzonius in the out in the one on the outside mizbeach ksev el yisoid mizbeach stama. So now in the darsh in the first three times when it says el mizbeach oilo. Like, what do you have to have it for? Why does it have to say three times by three kabbonis that the shirayim should be put el mizbeach hoilo? So, Bryce says, Tana Rabbanan, el yisoid mizbeach hoilo. So, one drosh is, v'lo yisoid mizbeach apnimi, that you should not put the shirayim of the chatis apnim on the inside mizbeach, but rather the shirayim goes on the outside mizbeach. Then another time it says that el yisoid mizbeach hoilo, ein lo yisoid lepnimi atzmoi. That Bechlal, there's no Yisoid on the inside Mizbeach. There's only a Yisoid sticking out on the outside Mizbeach, and not on the inside Mizbeach, it doesn't have it at all. And then the third Joshua is again, this is the third time, El Yisoid Mizbeach Oilo, which we darshin, Ten Yisoid Le Mizbeach Shaloilo. Means give the Yisoid to Mizbeach Shaloilo, means all the Kabonis that are brought like on the Mizbeach Achitzain, the leftover dam, there's a mitzvah shirayim. You're supposed to spill it onto your side. And Rashi says, Diki Chiddush is by Korban Oilo. By Korban Oilo does not say the mitzvah shvicha shirayim, so learn it out from here. That anything that goes on the Zbech HaChitzayin has to have shirayim. Samar says, Ayena, maybe not that way, Ela Mizbech Shal Oilo Yehelu Yisoid. So Rashi Josh says, no, the question is no, Ayena, maybe not that way. Ayena Bolu Meklum Al Shvicha Shirayim Shal Oilo. Maybe it's not come to teach us the halachas of the shirayim, the leftover dam that you put on the yisoid of mizbeach, the shoshar domim. Maybe that's not the chiddush. El bol olamed al hilchas hamizbeach. It's come to teach us the halachas of the ikas rikas that go on the mizbeach achitzayim. The matan domim shel oilo. When you bring a regular korban oilo, where do you put its matan domim? Sheiton shtei mat noisav kinegra yisoid. That the two zrikas you have to do should be at corners that have a yisoid to it. Well, the muta keren mizrachos roimus, the ikar is that the keren mizrachos roimus, the north-south side corner, shein lo yisoid, that corner has no yisoid to it, there's no foundation sticking out over there. Could I mean like we have later in this parak? So maybe that's the chiddush over there here. My next question, yeinu ela mizbecha shaloilo, yehelu yisoid, maybe it means that the zrikas of a regular korban oilo should only be on the corners that have a yisoid, and not on the Mizrachos Remus. So my answer is no. Omer Rav Yishmael Kavachayma. On this Ava Kavachayma, I do not need a pasuk for this. Omer Shirayim, Shein Mechaprim Tuni Yisoid, Madas the leftover blood that does not come for Kaporo. Still, you have to put it on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach. So Tchilas Oilo, it's the first Rikas that you do for Korban Oilo. Shein Mechaperos, that those Rikas make a Kaporo. Eino Din isn't the Svaro. Shetuni Yisoid, that Pshita the Zerika should only be in a corner that has a Yisoid. So I know Menas Svara not to make a Zerikas on that one corner. So I do not need a pasuk for this. Therefore, the Jewish is all like we had before, to tell us that all the Kabonis on the Zerachit sign has a mitzvah Shirayim. Now, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Ma Shirayim, Shein Mechaprim, V'yein Boin Lechaporo, Tuni Yisoid. So Rabbi Akiva says like this, Madach Shirayim, where Shir itself is not Mechaprin, that does not even come for Kaporo. Still the Lach Rizin is Yisoid. Rashi says, Mashirayim Shachat Hashem Mechaprin to Yisoid. Rabbi Akiva Gomel Lo, this is what he knows of the Kavuchay, Mashirayim. Soon we will explain what's the difference. Was Rabbi Akiva commentated more than we just said the same Kavuchay before? Rakopon, his Kavuchay was like this. Mashirayim Shein Mechaprin V'yein Boin LeKapora Tuni Yisoid Sotchilas Oilo, the beginning of the Zerikas of a Korban Oilo Shein Mechaperos, they cause the Kapora O Bo LeKapora, they're coming for Kapora also. That's the way the owner has a Kapora. Is there any Din Shetuni Yisoid? Isn't it a swear for sure that should have to have Yisoid? That's the way he makes this Kavuchayim. So I call upon the Maskonerism, came if so, Matam Aloyma Yisoid Mizbech Oilo. What is it supposed to say a third time, like the Shirayim should go, put it on the Mizbech Oilo? It means, Tein Yisoid, the Mizbech Oshel Oilo. So you have to say, all the Karbonis that go on the Mizbech Chitzoin, there is the Mitzvah Shirayim. The leftover dam has to go on the Yisoid. And that's the Chiddush by Korban Oilo. Now, Omama, what we just said before, El Yisoid Mizbeach, for lo Yisoid Mizbech HaPanimi, that you're supposed to put the Shirayim on the Yisoid of the outside Mizbech, and not on the Yisoid of the inside Mizbech. That was the first Rosha we had. So I asked the question, Homi Boda Lagufay, we need this for itself. Rashi Shashvichas, the Yisoid Mizbech HaChitzayim. That you need it Lagufay to tell you there's a mitzvah Shvicha, that you're supposed to put the Shirayim on the outside Mizbech. But maybe, Mir Rashi says, Kol Shechenim Rotsi Yitnam Al Panimi. But maybe if you want to, for sure, you could do it on Mizbech HaPanim also. The Pasuk is only saying, if you put it on Mizbech HaChitzayim, you mekayim the mitzvah. But maybe, you could also put it on the Mizbech HaPanim also. So, you need Lagufa, how do we know to remind it, that you're not allowed to put it on Mizbech HaPanim? So, Marin says, May Asher Pesach Oyel Moyed Nafka, no. When the Pasuk says, Asher Pesach Oyel Moyed, that's the outside. So therefore, we know anyway the Shirayim has to Badafka be on the outside. So the Diyuk is the second time, Badafka outside, and not on the Mizbech HaPanim. Now, a Yisoid Mizbech Oilo, that's the second Drash we said, with Ashin, Tain Yisoid Mizbech Shaloilo, that make the Yisoid to Mizbech Shaloilo. So this was like,